Nick Kyrgios just on fire at the moment. He's 4-1 up in the first set against Alex de Minaur. That serve, gee, he's got a good serve. And he's going to be a massive chance at the US Open. If he keeps his head, he is flying at the moment. The Wimbledon finalist, Nick Kyrgios, the Aussie, 4-1, first set. Just some requests on the text line in regards to tips today. So Ali Mosley, firstly in the Rosebud. She likes Spacewalk, so that's race 8, number 3, $5 with tab. Her best bet, which is also in Loz's multi, Titanium Power, race 6, number 8, $3.40. Her best value, race 4, number 4, Dream Circle, an $8 chance. Adam Pengilly's best bet, race 4, number 5, Catalan, $3.30. Adam Pengilly's best value, race 6, number 2, No Compromise, $13 with tab. Brad Davidson. How about this? His best is a roughie. Race 9, number 11, New Republic, $26. In fact, it's firmed. It's firmed into $23 now. And it is the place, $5. So that is New Republic. Race 9, number 11, New Republic. $23 the win, $5 the place with tap. And naturally, a lot of tributes on the text line this morning for Paul Green as we still digest the news yesterday that he passed away at the age of 49. We were mentioning, Block, earlier that 2017 finals run. Matt Scott as well was huge in that final series.
Oh, yeah, we forgot all about Matt Scott. The smaller version of Glenn Lazarus. He was a great player, Matt Scott, wasn't he? Right? For a long, long time. He was a co-captain in that grand final, wasn't he?
I think they did. Was it in 2015? I don't know whether it was that year. He was a good player.
You feel for all those players.
No.
Yeah. Naturally, his family, of course, but a lot of people will be hurting hard today. Yeah, we spoke to John Cartwright earlier, by the way. If you missed it, you can catch up with it on the Big Sports Breakfast podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, just search for Big Sports Breakfast, Loz.
Yeah, and again, you know, horrible news when we all found out yesterday. I think we were all stunned and all in disbelief, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the family. They'd be doing it tougher than anyone. We just hope they're all right.
Yes, it's Argentina up against the Wallabies Sunday morning, 5:10 on Stan. And before that, in the very early hours of the morning, the Springboks up against the All Blacks. Could it be Ian Foster's last test at coach? That's at Ellis Park in Johannesburg. Berkey, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, boys. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one, isn't it, Mido, to start with? They're heaping pressure on the coach. You know, the All Blacks are not supposed to lose. You know, that's been the mantra for so many years. But they just seem to be struggling at the moment to find a bit of form. They've come up against a South African team that are just big and abrasive, and it looked like they didn't want to actually sort of front up on last weekend. But yeah, our boys, well, pretty good for our boys. We sit on top of the competition with that last bonus point try in the 87th minute. So here's to the green and gold.
Is it the coach or is it the players? Because when you look at this All Black side, Berkey, compared to when Carter and Sonny Bill and Mwanga and McCaw and all those guys, like you knew who they were and they were absolute superstars of the game.
Yeah.
But are they sort of coming to the end? Because you still see a couple of their back rowers who have been there for a long time. Have they just gone past or got past their best and they're just not haven't got that aura about them anymore?
Well, they always seem to find players, don't they, Loz, to be able to fill a hole. You know, if someone like those players that you mentioned leave, someone fills the gap. I reckon their selection policy is a bit off at the moment as well. You know, like I just look at that number 10 role. You've got Beauden Barrett playing 10. You know, Richard Mwanga's been the most outstanding 10 for the last couple of years, and he's sitting on the bench. And, you know, when you come off the bench in the last couple of minutes, it's, you know, the coach is sort of trying to plea for something spectacular. But, you know, the damage has already been done. So, you know, reputationally, you know, they're taking a hit at the moment, aren't they? And I think more so than anything else. And, you know, the aura that they had and still around that black jersey was, you know, when you played them twice a year, you know, and it was like, wow, we're playing these blokes in the black jersey. Now, you know, one of their 15 test matches a year. So all of a sudden, you know, we see Ireland go down to, you know, New Zealand and win the series, which has never been done before for those guys. So all of a sudden, people are looking at the All Blacks going, well, hey, you know, maybe we are a shot. I suppose the irony of it is Also, boys, we usually go Bledisloe, Bledisloe. You know, loss, loss, it's done. We're playing him at the back end of the rugby championship this year, so hopefully they continue that poor run of form, and our blokes, you know, maybe can sneak a shot at Bledisloe Cup. It's been a while.
Matt, I reckon there'll be a lot of people out there thinking about Michael Hooper at the moment. Is he okay? And mate, I don't think I've seen a better competitor. So, yeah. You know, Australia will certainly miss him.
Yeah. Do you know what? And you're right, Block. It's people first in amongst the group. And I think that's what we're seeing in a lot of sports these days. You know, we saw Meg Lanning just announce that she's going to take some time away as well. Mm. So, you know, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because, you know, we talk about, you know, you're just playing sport. And I always talk about, you know, playing a hobby for a living and got paid for it. But it's more than that these days. You know, you're right, he is an incredible competitor. Something just didn't sit with him. And he had the kahunas, I suppose, to speak up to the management and the team. And they wish him the best. So he is back in Australia. He's just taking time down. And he's it's not like, out of sight, out of mind with the rugby crew. So he's getting some help along the way to be able to come back and play again. I hope to see him back playing again, because you know that's his natural domain, isn't it? When he's out there and he's an incredible competitor. The hardware is going good, and it just needed a bit of a reboot for a place where he can be as good as he's ever been. So, look, you know, we wish him well in his recovery, if that's the case as well.
Matt, you're a great student of the game. The Union always, well, they're talking about the World Cup coming up, talking about getting NRL players. If there was a couple that stood out for you, I mean, they're all talking about Murray and Suli and those sort of guys. If there was a couple that stood out for you, who would you chase?
It's a good one, isn't it, Block? Because I remember going back in the day when we chased Sailor, Rogers, and Dakiri, and they brought their own part of the game. And I remember going to the gym that first time when, you know, Wendell and Lottie were in there. Not so much Matty Rogers, but you know the steel they were throwing around in the gym was like, I think we need to do a bit more work, boys, just to keep up with these guys. So you know their physical presence is massive, I suppose. And you know one that everyone's talking about at the moment, you know, the Kangaroos are talking about it. You know, Joseph Swali. I mean, He went to Kings, played his rugby. You know, would that be an incredible acquisition? Absolutely. Would he come across after sort of, you know, that initial period of, you know, playing for the Roosters and now playing first grade? You could always just dangle the carrot there, I suppose. But, you know, who else do you get? You know, Mitchell Moses, like a good runner of the ball, controlling the game. You know, there'd be plenty of players who they would target. I suppose the difficult part about that is, Block, that it's the understanding of the smaller rules. You know, in effect, rectangular field, run over the bloke, get past them, score a try. But there's a few ins and outs that the boys struggle with sometimes when they came across. To the point where Lottie Curie one day, I remember in South Africa, I said to him, mate, spark the team up. And he said, yeah, righto, boys. He said, they're going for the penalty. They're taking the two. I said, mate, three. Maybe it's the finer point sometimes that they miss.
How did you rate their performance against Argentina, Berkey?
Yeah. It's, you know, first up, Loz, you know, they were down a couple of points. And you can imagine that's always going to be the start because, you know, you're playing in Mendoza, there's no Aussie support there. They go nuts over there. All of a sudden, they get a bit of a roll on the forwards, get going. But they came back, didn't they? They came back well. They kept their control. They didn't lose their poise, if that's the word. And you know, when they got a sniff, they made sure they capitalised. You know, and then you know it was great to see the game, you know, go for those couple of minutes afterwards when, you know, they were searching for a bonus point, losing point, and our guys were going for that extra try. So, you know, well done. A couple of changes in the team now. Rory Arnold comes in, so he's the, you know, the overseas sort of Matt Giteau law player, if you call it that. We got Hunter Paisami is out, and Lolokai Fekete comes in. So there's a few changes around there. And obviously, the big one is no Quade Cooper now with James O'Connor coming in that role. And I only just read the other day as well that, you know, the talk about maybe, you know, Bernard Foley, who's playing in Japan, might be a might be a start sort of down the track there, just to sort of, you know, bolster those number 10 stocks, because there's been a few injuries of late. So, yeah, good luck to the boys.
If they're looking at bringing Foley in, where does that leave Lolasia?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting one, isn't it? Because, you know, he played that England series, and albeit he was very good off the boot, I suppose my only criticism to him was that he didn't take the ball forward enough. He didn't go to the line enough, and there was a lot of behind players. And you know, as you boys know, that when you're playing out the back there, it's very easy to defend. You just sort of slide when no one's coming at you. So the difficult part, and what we saw, you know, was very good in that Island series against New Zealand, is when you run straight and you've got the ball in hand, you've got options, it's really difficult for the opposition to make their tackles. So he's a bit of a rock and a hard place at the moment. I think Foley would be more of just a backup and like emergency call, if that's the case, knowing that he is still running around and playing in Japan and has been there before on the biggest stage. You know, we go back to 2015, he was exceptional. But, you know, when you look at that is and was a long time ago. So I do like the youth, absolutely. They're talking about taking Ben Donaldson and also Tane Edmed on board as well, and trying to get them up to speed in that next sort of, you know, level. So there are a number of blokes. You just got to get the right combination.
And just the markets for the two tests in the Rugby Championship with TAB. South Africa, $1.45 favourites at Ellis Park in Johannesburg. The All Blacks, $2.75. And the Wallabies, $1.45. Argentina, $2.75. Again, that is 5:10, 10 past 5 on Sunday morning. Berkey, early alarm for you, mate. You have a good weekend.
Good on you, boys. I think those numbers are right, too. Have a cracker.
Now, running a trade business isn't all sunshine, all right? All sunshine and rainbows. It's full of spreadsheets and paperwork.
Boring.
That's why.
Spreadsheets and paperwork are boring.
That's why you should use Fergus Job Management Software. Hmm. The smarter way for tradies to make every job successful.
Can they help you with the tax fraud or anything?
Let Fergus at Fergus Job Management Software make your life easier. Save hundreds of hours on admin, get paid faster, and make every job profitable.
Hmm.
Opportunity. So you can focus on all the things you started the business for. Fergus, tradie swear by it. For more information, go to fergus.com. There you go, Blocker, Fergus Job Management Software.
I'm just going to write that down.
Just write that down, mate. Opportunities. We love opportunities.
We do.
Just on the text line from Azza, g'day lads. Field of Dreams game is on this morning in Major League Baseball, the second annual event at the purpose-built ground adjacent to the original movie set field. Must-see event, 9 a.m. on ESPN. So they play a game of baseball in a cornfield in Iowa. Which is
if you build it, they'll come. That's the movie, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the movie. Well, Field of Dreams, the movie. Kevin Costner.
Dreams, yeah. Costner.
If you build it, they'll come.
Every time I hear Costner, Kevin Costner's name, ever guess who I think of? You know who I think of.
The Great Bonzo.
The Great Bonzo.
Yeah.
Why is that again?
He met him in a dressing shed. And he didn't know who he was.
Who's this Neville in my dressing room? It's Kevin Costner. Kevin! Kevin, lovely.
Photos.
Well done, Kevin.
Unreal. I still can't get over the accidental, well, when you speak of opportunity, I don't know if you call him an accidental hero, but this Warriors fan, who's
That's
doing the shoeies and is now getting sponsorship opportunities. Now, that is opportunity.
That is an opportunity.
It is good.
But I want to know whether it'll be one of the big companies like a Nike or a Puma, or whether it will be
Florissant shoes or something.
Dunlop
like
Volleys or something like that.
Yeah.
You ever wore the volleys?
Oh, the Dunlop volleys, yes, back in the day.
Yeah.
It
was one of my most embarrassing ever moments, Blocker. I turned up to the Canberra Raiders pre-season training as a 16-year-old.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Your Dunlop volleys?
No, I didn't have Dunlop volleys on, but I had them in the case.
Mm.
You know, they were brand new Dunlop volleys. And I sit down with my box. And they say, put your shoes on to train. and I'm looking around, everyone else is taking their breath.
They've got the Adidas.
And Adidas is putting them on. No, I put my Dunlop volleys on. And you know when you can just feel the eyes just stare at you?
Like, get them off!
Who is this kid? Who is this person? And, you know, you can hear a bit of a laughter. And
now, how long did it take you before you got Adidas?
Well, I'll tell you what. After one session, Sean McRae was our trainer at that time. And he came to me after the session. And I absolutely knew no one. All right?
And what did he say? Son?
He said, son, if you're going to train with the Raiders, get yourself a brand new pair of boots, not those ones. It was embarrassing looking back now.
The Dunlop volleys.
The Dunlop volleys.
Now, Block, early you asked people who'd been caught telling a little fibby by their other half. Hmm. And we've had quite a few texts. This one, worst lie I got caught out on by the missus and my boss was when my mate scored tickets to State of Origin back in 2016. I told the missus I was working, so I couldn't come and see her on her birthday. And I told work I was sick, so I couldn't come to my night shift. Our seats were right behind the bench, so every time they showed the bench, my missus would see me with beers in hand on TV. And to top it off, my work supervisor had seats two rows behind me. Just my luck, says Chapo.
That's a rookie error, but it's where you sit. I mean, if it's a TV game like a State of Origin, you don't sit behind the jump.
Yeah, but if you get those tickets, you're not going to say no.
Well, mate, you swap them with someone so you don't get caught. You've got to have a little bit of sense about you.
Well,
Loz, they keep showing that footage too. Remember the day in the Origin when Gus Gill took your seat?
I'm still scarred.
That's so funny.
I'm scarred.
That's so funny.
Well, you know, people ask me, you know, they go, well, you were up, you were down. Why didn't you just go and sit on another chair or, you know, tell him to move? And one, you can't tell the coach to move.
No.
But
that's
people,
my chair.
People behind me were yelling out, sit down.
Sit down, Dale.
So I was going down and then I thought, oh, well, I'll step back up. Get down, you goose. They just kept hammering me.
Opening round of the St Jude Championship and the FedEx Cup playoffs, of course, as well. Cam Smith, 3 under par is 67, so he's 5 shots off the lead in the clubhouse. Cam Davis, also a 3 under 67. Adam Scott, 4 under. Jason Day, 5 under. And in the clubhouse with the lead, Korean Siwoo Kim, an 8 under 62, along with JJ Sporn, also shooting a 62. Now in the tennis, Nick Kyrgios, 6-2, 2-1 up against fellow Aussie Alex De Minaur, round of 16 at the ATP event in Montreal.
Mido, what do you got coming up this weekend?
Yeah, I've got an old high school reunion, actually.
I want to talk
Any
to you.
Any excuse, though, seriously, because it was supposed to be last year, 20 years. But, you know, because obviously you couldn't do it last year, moved it to this year just because, you know, we don't want to miss out.
Mm. Yeah, I want to talk to you about reunions. The Country Boys, because you went to a private school, didn't you? Yes.
Same one as Laurie's son.
Same as Laurie's son, yep. Joey's, did you?
Sent from the bush, mate.
Right, so you sent from the bush. Now, when reunions come, you know, whether it be 5, 10, 20 years, whatever it is, the Country Boys, don't they turn a couple on when they do come? It's very exciting times for them.
Mate.
I bet you've seen some great performances over the years.
A couple of blokes who, well, there's one bloke in particular, I'll just give, he lives out near Bourke, and when you hear he's in town.
You can hear him
town? I've seen him get kicked out so quickly at various establishments. You're now thinking, well, where can we go next where we can just put him in a corner and he'll be okay?
You know what I love about my mates the same, but what and how they carry on in the bush, they try and bring it to town.
And you can't do it.
And you just,
very
yeah, you can't do it. Not in the city. They last about 5 minutes and then they get tapped. Out you go and they're going, what? What?
Yeah, what did I do? Yeah.
What did I do? And they go, well, mate, you've had too much, or you've done this, or you've done that. They go, well, mate, that's what I normally do.
Yeah,
yeah, but you can't get away with
it. It's different rules. Yeah,
different rules in the city. So should there be different rules in the bush to the city?
Horses for courses.
What do you reckon, Block? Shouldn't the same rules apply?
I think the same rules should apply, Laurie, because I've had some...
the city needs to be more like the bush.
Well, I've got to say it. Most of my loosest mates are from the country.
My mate from the country, he comes down. He cannot stay more than 2 days.
Yeah.
he starts to fret.
Well, that's these blokes.
It's like, oh, no, no, I've got to get out.
Yeah.
And honestly, he will never stay more than two nights. And he's up early and gone the next day.
But it's a whirlwind.
Oh, it's a whirlwind, all right. They come down, they make their presence felt. You'd like them as an interchange player.
I do like it when they blow up at the expense of a schooner when they're going to pay $10 for a schooner or
what?
Something.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny, though, when they come
I'll
to town.
I'll report back anyway, Block. I'll report back.
So how many from the bush are coming?
I don't know, but there'll be a few. Because this is their, you know, this is their first trip to the city for some time,
right?
Because probably 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I'll be excited too.
Oh, mate, yeah.
Now that's the problem too. When I get all excited and that, and go out on those nights, I get too excited too early.
Yeah. Especially if you
know. Then I'm tanked about 2 hours into it.
And you know, the bouncers are harsh. Like as soon as they see
a group,
so you're straight away under the microscope.
Yeah.
And then if there's a small stump, or if there is a spilt beer. Then you're getting to red zone.
Yep.
You know that, you know, they're ready to not tolerate you.
But there's just some blokes, though.
Oh, then there's...
some blokes go from 0 to 100 within 5 minutes.
Rookie errors.
Mm. And they're untidy.
Oh.
They just look untidy. Like the shirt's hanging out, and it's just, you know you're in for a mess. Mm. But I love it when they, well, I've done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I do that every day. What are you talking about?
And then start mouthing off at the bouncer. It's like, mate,
boom.
We're not getting back in here, champ. Nah,
not getting in.
Better give us your multi one more time, Loz. What do you got for us?
Yeah, we're going Rose Hill Race 6, number 8, Titanium Power to run top 2. And then into Race 7, number 5, Lovely Esteem to finish top 2. And if you want to be a part of that middo, you can, thanks to our great mates at Sticky Wings. That's paying $6.
A few blokes up at the game at Tamworth at Scully Park. That's the Tigers game, is it?
It is. Tigers and Sharks. I'm going up there tomorrow morning.
Text here. Current morning lads currently up in Tamworth with the boys celebrating and remembering one of our best mates, Robbie O, who passed away suddenly 4 years ago. He was a huge Tigers fan. We're off to the game tomorrow where I hope his beloved Tigers get the job done for him on what would have been his 44th birthday. Cheers, Toddy from Leeton. Good on you, Toddy. And I hope you all have a fantastic time up there in Tamworth. Unbelievably, I've never been to Tamworth.
You've never been?
Never been. No. It's a disgrace.
The great David
Country
Brooks.
Music Festival. Love to get up there one. You, mate,
I've been to a couple.
Right up your alley.
Yeah, been to a couple.
David Brooks spoils their good looks. He was from Tamworth.
He was. Actually, I enjoyed Brooksy's company at your birthday.
Good fellow, mate. Really good bloke, mate.
You forget how big he was. Obviously, he lost a lot of weight.
Still super
but
fit.
But he's still fit.
Yeah, yeah. Mate, he's good fellow.
Very, very
great
tall.
Defender. Him and I have known each other for...
Well, you played schoolboys together,
didn't
you?
Well, yeah, we played City Country together.
City, yeah.
We played in the country team together, yeah. Great bloke.
Text here. Morning, boys. A very sad time for all rugby league followers. I was very shocked also when I heard the news about Greeny. I was at the Sharks game last week when he was there for the old boys. Who would have thought less than a week he is not here? As a passionate Cronulla fan, hope he looks down on us in September, gets us another premiership. Loz, look after those biceps, mate. Summer's approaching. Middo, how sweet. Top 4 for the Sharkies. Smell the money. Cheers, Brad from Campbelltown. Loz's biceps get
Loz right. A bit of a curls for the girls coming summer? They're not bad. You need a bit of try work. You only work on the buy, don't you? You don't work on the try.
Now, what's that?
The reaction of the great Liam West said it all. Now, Westy covered the game for a long, long time in her capacity, particularly at Channel 10, probably interviewed you probably post-grand final victories, which would have been just horrendous for her. And her reaction when you just got your guns out, just the head shake.
What? Which way was the head shaking?
The left bad way. Right.
Yeah, not the...
No.
Westy. Yeah.
Please. They've knocked many a man over them. Look at them.
Oh, no. See? She's changed her mind. She didn't have a good view.
I remember, I'll never forget this.
We were on
Clarkie's boat. Clarkie's back on Monday, by the way.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll be moved back to the bench.
And this was early days. So we're on Clarkie's boat, and Clarkie had a good friend on the boat. And she asked Loz, how old are you? Loz goes, 51, I think, at the time. And she goes, gee, you look good for your age. You should have seen the next 10 minutes.
Mate,
he's walking around like,
mate, you know what it did? You know what it did? As soon as I heard her say it, you know when you breathe in, you go. Yeah. And I was sitting there talking, the chest was out, and I'm breathing in. I'm thinking, I've got to get away. I've got to breathe. So I had to do the old, I'll be back soon.
So this was a lady getting the drinks or what?
No, just had a few friends on the boat. So a few of his mates. So yeah, no, it was hard to hold your
breath for a while, Block, when you're talking.
When you're mumbling.
And then Loz ends up home with Clarkie's shoes and had to explain that to Michelle.
Oh, don't look at me like that.
Hang on. What, did you pick up the wrong ones or something?
Well, I went in blue shoes and I went home in white shoes.
The boaties. Were they the boaties?
Oh, we should have seen us getting off the boat. He shall remain nameless.
What happened?
But one of our colleagues, he was asleep. So we had to wake him up.
What time
and
was this?
And then getting him off the boat.
Oh.
It's one of the funniest things. Mm. And I think he had to get a cab home. And I think the cabbie might have taken him the long way home. And it was a fair fare.
Mm. It was a big fare. Frantic phone calls going around the next morning just to make sure everyone, you know, didn't make a goose of themselves.
What about that after a big night? Do you ring blokes up if you sort of can't put your night
what
together?
Tell me
no,
what
no,
happened.
No. Do you go... great night last night.
Yes.
How'd you pull up? And you're trying to throw a bit of bait out, waiting for them to sort of say, mate, it was a good night. If they don't bring you up, you're beautiful. Or, I'll ring my next mate.
Or they go,
mate, good night last night.
Or they go, what about you?
Oh, as soon as they do that, the heart races. You do the whole, what have I done now?
Loz, my beautiful wife, Catherine Bridget, sorted me out one day. I've never done it again.
Mm.
I come home late one night and just laid on the lounge, and I gave her a bit of lip. I think I can't really remember. I gave her a bit of lip. Anyway, I could hear the freezer door open at the top. She grabbed the frozen chook out of the fridge and come over and smashed my head with it, and said to me, "You think yourself lucky? It's not Christmas. It would have been a frozen turkey." That's a hard woman.
Oh, isn't that a hard woman.
It's a hard woman.
Just thinking about those phone calls the next day after a night out. The old, mate, had a good night. Can't remember much later in the night, though.
What happened in the last couple of hours?
Can you fill me in? Or the other one is when they are, mate, you better go home.
Yeah
you better go home.
I wear the pants in my joint. I'll be going home when I want to go home. Yeah.
No one's going to tell me what to do when you get home.
You're like a little church mouse.
Sorry.
Luke Marlowe, morning to you.
Oh, good morning, boys. I tell you what, I'm the wrong man for this conversation. We need D. Stanley. He'd have a few yarns. This would be perfect conversation for him.
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, D, what? He's partial to the odd schooner, Loz. Come on.
Well, so are you. Who are you trying
True,
to
but
be?
I don't black out. I never have blackout, ever. I always remember.
Hang on. What happened when he
you didn't know you had a chicken bone in your beer?
Yeah, well, that was well disguised because it was pretty frothed up. When you did that to me, that was very nasty. Block, can you believe a bloke would ruin a good schooner like that by putting a chicken bone in it?
Well, I'd still drink it.
Yeah, well, I did too.
You just throw the bone out. It was a wishbone.
Yeah, of course it was.
Hey, I had a laugh, guys, when you were talking about country boys coming to the big city. Well, there's one sitting beside you. Most of them leave. Well, Mido, you and I, we've hung around. We've become institutionalised.
Yeah.
What's happened to us?
Yeah, it's a disgrace, isn't it?
It is. And how much
you'd have mates, though, Marlo, that come to town from the bush, wouldn't you? And just
it's great fun. Yeah, you just love. They're just funny to watch, looking around and a lot of sights and sounds, particularly in the east.
Why don't we do it the other way around and go from the big city to the bush?
I like that. Well, we do, Block.
We do.
We get out to Tamworth. Unlike Loz, he doesn't go to Tamworth, but we get out to Scone.
We go to Tamworth for the music awards and all that sort of stuff.
Country. No, I've never been.
This year, the Tamworth Cup was the day after, so it was during the week. So it was a good time up there this year, boys.
Wagga, Scone. Where else do we go, Loz?
We go to Wagga. Scone, Mudgy.
Mudgy's a good one coming up. Started December. Very good cup day on the Friday.
It's a ripper.
Yeah.
Absolute ripper. Good town, Mudgy. Great wineries. Absolutely love it out there, boys. And I tell you what I'm loving is this. You can feel it's just turned. I know we're still in the grips of winter, but this card on Saturday, including the Rosebud, where we see some of these good horses back. And Loz, I know Titanium Power is a leg of your multi this week. And looking at that field, the likes of Mugger 2 up against him, Surefire, those good staying horses resuming, you'd think he's got some sort of an edge being wound up and race fit. The other horses have got a bit of class returning, but I think he can go to the front and give a bold sight for your faithful multi-followers.
Oh, I'm hoping, Lukey boy, because we have won, what, two or three in a row, I think, Mido?
Yeah, you're on a streak.
On a streak.
Geez, you got rid of me quick. I made one mistake.
Well, he was got rid of
one mistake.
I thought you got up, Block.
No, well, I did the 2 weeks before, but last week I had a bit of a shocker, but
mate, you're allowed a loyal bunch.
One trip.
They brushed you after one defeat, mate.
Yeah.
That's appalling. Loz was on about a 10-game losing streak at one point, and he's stuck around.
Yeah, but look at me now.
Oh, you're so back, Loz. Very proud of you.
Luke, what about race 7? Lovely Esteem. Can you see her running top two?
I think she can, definitely. I thought she was a little bit dour last start. The wind strike rate's got me a little bit concerned, Loz. I just wonder if it's going to, when the going gets tough, like a good Queenslander, boys, is she going to dig in and have a proper crack?
What a sickening comment.
Hey, see, I'm not in studio, so I can get away with it. I wouldn't say it if I was sitting here.
It was months ago.
Yeah, I know.
We move on. We look forward.
We look forward to next year.
Okay, I'll tell you where we should get some mail off him. What is A. Collett's best ride at Kembla Grange tomorrow?
That's a good question. I haven't had a really close look. I do think there's a first starter she's riding for Ma Eustace. We actually interviewed David Eustace during the week, and he gave this horse a bit of a push, and then Alicia turned up on it. So now it's got none, but it's called Ain't He Grand. She's not. She's at the trials. It's all good. Ain't He Grand. Ain't he great?
Ain't he a tough boy when she's not listening, Marlo.
Yeah, you're one of those.
Okay, so for our listeners, that is race 4, number 10. Race 4, number 10, Kembla Grange tomorrow. Ain't he grand?
It was a nice trial. Its first trial on the Polly, and then it went to a heavy track at its latest trial at Gosford. And I'm not sure it really loved the ground or the tighter track, but I'm sort of going off what David said a little bit as well. When DS interviewed him during the week, he said the horse, they've got a bit of time for it. She's drawn a nice barrier, so it'd probably be her best. And she's going to Maruya Sunday, so hopefully she can bang a few in. I tell you what, it has its moments, guys. When your partner's a jockey, I know we as punters, we like to bag jockeys. Well, I've got a button the lip. It's very difficult sometimes after a slow day at the office, I tell you. I can get myself in trouble, Loz.
I know, Lukey, I know. What can I ask, mate? Like, if she doesn't ride the horse as well as what's expected, and she must confide in you, what do you say? Oh, darling, don't listen to them. You rode that perfectly. What's your go-to under pressure? What's your go-to lie?
I mean, well, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, it's a go-to lie.
Well, it's an out-and-out lie.
You can't say, it's a lie. Look, you should have done
this. Yeah, you can't
don't
do that.
Ever just, say, no. Don't ever, ever no. provide constructive criticism. Don't you ever do that.
No, but just, how do you put it in a nice way? What's your go-to lie?
Well, if she was three or four deep on one, I'll usually say, oh, look, the track was better out there, Dale. You're looking for the better going. boys, punters panel, we're going to have a really good time this morning. We've got Mick Gannon, Dean Watling and Chris Roots on the panel. And, of course, no Dave Stanley. I know Matt from Balgala was a bit distraught on the text line that he wasn't on the air yesterday. Matt, I'll try and lift my game. And look, I know I'm no D. Stanley. I'm half as funny, but I'm half the size as well. So we'll have a good time. And the punters panel, it'll be up at about 10 o'clock, boys. So look out for that a little bit later.
Good stuff. And just before we go to Racing HQ, just want to say a massive thank you, Block, for filling in this morning.
Please, please. Who do I invoice? Opportunity knocks! See you next week, Clarky.
Oh, I love it.